Hi, I'm John Franke for SearchSAP.com. Today we're speaking with Andrew Dunning, Director of Solution Marketing for SAP NetWeaver User Interfaces and Security Technology. We'll be talking about the latest in NetWeaver security and identity management, and also be talking a little bit about what to expect from TechEd. Thanks for joining us, Andrew.
Hey, it's good to be on and good to talk to you again.
Just to get started off, what's coming up next in identity management?
Well, I think probably the interesting thing right now is TechEd, because at the TechEd conference, we're going to be talking about identity management, some of the reasons why we acquired the Maxware technology earlier this year. And we're going to be laying out the official roadmap for where we're taking the technology through 2008 and beyond.
Oh, great. Well, look forward to that. Any sneak peeks at that at all?
Yeah, it was a couple of things. I mean, we acquired the technology, let's see, when was it, back in May, May-June timeframe, and we had to go through a couple of initial releases of the technology. So the first one was just to do a kind of a code review and rebranding to make sure that the product fit with the code standards and had the same look as the other applications you would get from SAP. That release has already been done. That happened in mid-July. And the next release that's coming up is really going to focus around the first integration, out-of-the-box integration with SAP systems. So, for example, with HR, one of the most common uses of the identity management technology is to make sure that when you add someone new into your organization, you can roll their permissions and user provisioning sort of rights and responsibilities out across all the different SAP systems that they would use. And obviously, if you can trigger that directly from the HR system, that's very, very important. It makes things very, very easy. So that's one of the things that's coming out as part of this first release. But beyond that, we're going to be getting into a lot of other areas. So, for example, GRC integration is something that people are very interested in. And also, obviously, down the line, focus on identity services, service enabling this component of NetWeaver so it can be used much more flexibly.
SOA is such a hot topic these days. Can you maybe give us a little more insight on what that would mean for identity management?
Let's see if I can think of a good example here. Well, basically, one of the issues you run into if you don't have identity management technology is that running some business processes can be obstructed because you obviously have to do a lot of authentication to execute certain services as part of a business process or as part of an application. If you're running an application that goes across different systems in your organization, if you're running a complex business process, you often run into situations where you need to do get somebody access to multiple different systems. Now, supporting a service-based approach for identity management makes it a lot easier for us to do the types of service-based integration that we would have for those business processes so that you can just call out to confirm someone's identity or call out to get deeper information about this user as you're going through a business process. You don't have to be constantly kind of switching systems or logging in, logging out, et cetera. So this is something that we think can definitely grease the wheels for service-based integration and for business process integration in general.
You mentioned in your previous answers TechEd being a good launching point for people to learn more about identity management. If a user is going to TechEd, how can they best make use of that?
Well, I mean, obviously TechEd's a very broad event. I think we have something like 1,000 hours of presentations at this year's TechEd events. But there are going to be a couple of sessions very specifically on the SAP NetWeaver identity management technology, which will be a kind of a deep walkthrough of the functionality, the user interface, as well as the roadmap moving forward. The reason why TechEd is so important to customers is that it's a point in time where we do lock down a lot of our development timelines for the coming months and years ahead. So it's a point in time where SAP customers can get a very clear picture on what's going to happen with a specific product. And in the case of the identity management product, we had mapped out integration phases when we acquired the technology, but we're kind of locking down all of the 2010 roadmap for the product, and that's going to be shared with our customers at the TechEd event.
Moving up a level from just identity management to NetWeaver, what are you seeing out there as the major NetWeaver security issues people are worried about now?
I mean, there's a couple of things. I mean, security for most enterprises is a very complex topic. Yeah. It's kind of very rare to find a large enterprise that uses security technologies purely from one vendor, for example. And I think that's probably the kind of key issue we should drill down on here. So the key concern for our customers, or that I've heard voiced, something that we're certainly focusing on in our strategy for security, is this idea of openness, the ability to work with technologies from other vendors like RSA and Siemens and all of these other providers, multiple single sign-on systems, being able to integrate user information across both SAP and non-SAP systems. So we were very deliberate when we chose to acquire Maxware to pick a company that had an open integration technology. So it was essentially an open, kind of integratable security technology that would allow us not only to manage user identity and user information in general within SAP systems, but also within external systems. So the other applications they have in their environment, the other security technologies they're using, as well as applications from other providers. So I think that's probably a key concern that people are focused in on. Other than that, I mean, the security concerns for our customers, whether with NetWeaver or not, haven't really changed. They want to make sure they have secure access to information. They want to make sure that access to the right information is easy for the people who should get access to it. But also, just the cost of managing security within their organization is probably a high-level concern for customers as well. Managing data across all of these different systems, managing the sign-on process, et cetera, can be a very big burden on the IT organization and on the support organization. You know, classic example is if someone forgets their password, how much that can actually cost you all of those password changes by the end-user support organization through a year can really add up. And those are all things that I think SAP is addressing very well with our strategy, not only with the identity management product, but also with this kind of open approach, this ecosystem approach that we have, that I think is reflected very well in the identity management area of NetWeaver.
Are you finding that customers are looking for more return on investment from security now?
I think customers are looking for a bigger return on investment from specific security investments. Mm-hmm. I mean, they want to reduce the overall cost of managing their security technologies in their environment. And I think we are at a point where there's kind of a wariness about adding a new technology or adding one more new technology to the mix and looking at exactly what value it will return to add that specific kind of new tool to their utility belt, if you want. But I think that's common across all software right now. If you look at CIO spending and CIO planning in general across all software areas, there really has been a phase that we've gone through of fairly extreme cost management and cost cutting. And we're now at a point in the market where CIOs are really looking at kind of what can I invest in that's going to make an important change, or what can I invest in that would kind of add flexibility for the business. That's what we're seeing from the NetWeaver side overall. And I think what we've done with this particular identity management technology and with our security management strategy in general is to look for a way to invest in security in a way that supports this open SOA-based integration, because that business flexibility is what people want, and obviously they can't rely on older security technologies to help them through that.
Looking a little more at the identity management overall software market, a couple things maybe you could touch on. What were SAP customers doing before this Maxware acquisition, and how do you see the identity management software market shaking out?
That's a good question, actually. So before the Maxware acquisition, it was pretty simple. Our customers were either using identity management software they'd already purchased, or they were going with SAP's recommendations on partners they could work with to provide that technology. One of the key drivers for the acquisition was that a lot of customers came to us and said, hey, you know, we think this is something that SAP should provide. We don't think we should be looking for an external provider for this particular piece of functionality in the security area. We think kind of simple user information management across multiple SAP instances, for example, is something we should be able to get from you, and we should have a simple solution. So that was kind of the key driver behind, or one of the key drivers behind the acquisition. In terms of the market in general, I think if you look at what analysts are saying about the security market, there's obviously the same wave of consolidation going on that you're seeing in really all the other areas of the NetWeaver platform. Probably the most furthest down the line in terms of evolution is probably the portal component, where you can see really pretty much the entire market is now consolidated down to just the platform providers. But we're seeing the same thing in security. There's a lot of consolidation happening. People are looking to kind of provide simpler integrated solutions from a smaller number of vendors. But from SAP's point of view, SAP being a little bit of a special case because so many of our customers have such a dependence on SAP, so many applications, so many of their processes are supported on SAP or running on NetWeaver, that we really do need to selectively pull in some of those technologies to support them as well as we can.
Andrew, could you talk a little bit about the difference in relationship between GRC access control and identity management?
So a number of customers have asked us about the relationship between GRC access control and the new identity management product. And it's a really interesting combination of technologies because what it allows us to do, maybe I should explain what the two technologies do. The GRC access control technology is really about business controls, making sure that, for example, you don't set somebody up with the permission to create an account as well as pay an account, because you can get kind of separation of duties concerns and compliance concerns in your organization if you can do that. So it's monitoring the permissions and authorizations from a business point of view. Whereas the identity management product is literally running at a system level, making sure the data is moving between all the different systems and synchronized between all the different systems to give people access to their applications really at a system level. So what gets really interesting is when you combine these two ideas together, because you can really focus on this idea of what we're calling business-oriented identity management. So it's thinking about, how can we make sure that both of these two things are done, that when you are setting up the system's access, you're also making sure you're in compliance when that happens, and really focusing around the business roles that are involved and making sure that they have they're given very quick access to the right systems, but in a very controlled, very measured way. So I think what you're going to see down the line, obviously we're talking about integration between the two technologies, sharing role information, triggering events between the two different systems to make sure that your overall business management policies stay in sync with the kind of specific definitions you have in terms of what systems a specific user should be able to access. But I think what's interesting about this is I think SAP is the first vendor that's really making a move in this space to bring together the business level access control and the systems level access control to really support the process of bringing users into your organization, changing their roles, moving them around, but making sure that nothing gets messed up, you don't fall out of compliance, you don't run into audit issues, simply by making simple mistakes as you are managing systems access or managing the hiring and firing and promotions process within your organization.
So SAP is obviously placing a focus on SMBs. How important is identity management to them? Are they adopting solutions, and should they be?
The short answer to that is identity management becomes more important with the more systems that you have in your IT environment.
Right.
So obviously, I think there's going to be kind of a low ceiling in terms of the number of systems where it becomes sensible to start using this technology. But it doesn't just depend on the number of systems you have. It depends on the number of IT support staff you have. So if you have a small number of systems, but you have two guys in IT, this can still be a worthwhile investment.
Thank you so much for joining us, Andrew.
No, it was great. Thanks for having me on, and I'm sure we'll see you at TechEd.
You definitely will.
Good luck with the show, and I'll talk to you again soon.
That sounds great. Well, that does it for this edition of SearchSAP.com's podcast series on NetWeaver security and identity management. Until next time, I'm John Franke, and we'll see you at TechEd.